Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, God bless you, and welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're always glad to have you here and here, amen, to be a part of the program. And we strive to always give you the grassroots of all the programs, grassroots truth from the your position, and we're not here as well as to embarrass anyone, to talk to anyone, amen, but we're all about the Christ spreading the gospel, amen. Call a friend and tell a friend, amen, the doctrine of truth is on the air, amen. We are coming to you live program, and the subject, amen, today is about, and tonight, wherever you might be, about spiritual feeding, about spiritual feeding. You know, God loves us so, and he desires that, amen, that we grow. And now we're going to pray. Father, we ask you, in the name of Jesus, Lord, to come by and breathe on this program, wherever it might be, whoever it might be listening, and be a fruit, oh God, to the blessing of them. We never know, Lord, who on the air, but you know, and we desire that they be blessed. And God, we ask you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, helping each and every one, bind sickness on every disease and every infirmity of the spirit. And Lord, stretch your hands, oh God, upon those that in the hospital rooms, those that are lost, those that right now are reaching out in your prayer, reaching out, oh God, into the different areas of the world. You told the gospel to should be spread to everywhere, amen, to all men. And Lord, we desire now, as we come before you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you say where two or three touch and agree. Whatever is bound in heaven is bound on the earth. Whatever is loosened in heaven is loosened on the earth. Lord, we ask you to bless this program, wherever it might go. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you, wherever you are, amen. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air, amen. You can call 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. And when you push one on the phone, our technician will put you in, amen, and you can express yourself. And our whole desire is always, amen, not to deter anyone, to put down anyone, but the whole desire, amen, that we uplift one another, uplift one another. Amen. This is, what is spiritual feeding? It's the approach, amen, taken from the gospel according to John, the last chapter, and where Jesus met the disciples, and they were out on a fishing boat fishing. Amen. The apostles was there, and Jesus hollered out to them and said, have you caught any fish? And they say, none. He told them to cast their nets on the right side. And as the net became full and totally full, amen, the gospel according to John said that the one of the beloved ones said, that's Jesus. And Peter took off his clothes had his clothes in his hand. He jumped over and he went ashore. And when he got to shore, he saw, amen, the ship and all the brethren that was pulling in the net. It was 153 large fish. And the net did not break, and Peter helped them pull it in. And Jesus was standing there, amen, warming himself. And he invited them all to come and sit down. And they began to sit down and to eat with him. And Jesus said unto them, and he spoke to Peter. He said, Peter, thou lovest thou me more than these. And Peter said that, Jesus, thou knowest that I love you. He said, feed my lambs. And he said it three times. Peter, thou lovest thou me more than these. And Peter said, Lord, you know I love you. You know I care. And he said, well, I want you to feed my sheep. And he said it again the third time. Peter was kind of moved about it. And he said, Lord, you know I love you. You know I love you. He said, well, feed, amen, my sheep. Amen. And what the approach is concerned is spiritual feeding. Spiritual feeding. And this approach, amen, becoming to the area of the pastors and ministers and those that are carrying the gospel, the word of God, to all those that have been born again. All those that have been born again. Those that, amen, that God has called, amen, and put them over the sheep. Put them over, amen, the nourishment of the flock of God. Amen. Ephesians saying that he calls some pastors, some teachers, some elders, some prophets, amen, the apostles, amen, and for the edification of the body of Christ, amen, that they all may grow thereby. So we the pastors have the job to set there, even all men and women of the fivefold, amen. They have to help the pastor, and they're all working together, amen, in a system to give the word of God, to get a word of God. And we define now, we need to take a look at the word spirit. It can use in many different contexts. And here, we want to look at the word spirit. Amen. And Jesus said once that my word is spirit. Jesus said, my word is spirit. Amen. He said, man, again, he talked in a book of Matthew, the 4th chapter, when the enemy, Satan, met him after the wilderness. And in 40 days and 40 nights, he was in the wilderness, and Satan came unto him. Amen. And said, if you be the Son of God, cast yourself down. And if you be the Son of God, command that these stones be turned to bread. And Jesus told him that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So what we have, amen, that God's word is to those that have been born again. Amen. We've been born again of the body, into the body of Christ. Amen. We've been born into the family of God, and there's a spiritual family. It's a spiritual family now. It's not a natural family. Jesus said that man must be born again. He must be born again. And he was talking to Nicodemus, and Nicodemus was not aware, and many people are not aware today, even today in time, that the spirit of a man, beginning of time in Genesis, when God spoke, amen, he said, let us make man in our own image and our own likeness. And he reached down in the second chapter of Genesis, and he formed man out of the dust of the ground, amen, in his own image and own likeness. And he breathed into man. He became a living soul. Amen. So man, the real inner man is the part that God came back for. The real inner man. Amen. The real inner man has to be addressed today. Amen. Without having the inner man growing, without having the spiritual man. Amen. A lot of these things that when God created man in his own image and his own likeness, amen, he formed, he created man from the dust of the ground. But the real spiritual man, the real inner man, amen, that hungers constantly, amen, for the spiritual food of God. The spirit man hungers, amen, from words from God. He hungers from the word of God. That's what caused him to relax, caused him to find joy when there's no joy. That would cause him, amen, to super control himself, because the word of God, amen, the word is quickening. The word of God is sharp. And amen, Hebrews said in the 12th, in the 4th chapter, it cuts between the marrow and the bone. So the real inner man that God is concerned about, the real person, amen, that causes you, amen, where you can go to sleep and you can still be moving around. You can sleep, amen, when you get in a deep sleep. Amen. Some people say, well, you know, I dreamt that I was in this place, not I was in that place, and I saw you 40 years ago, and I saw a parent, I saw my uncle, and the whole world would stop and say, wait a minute, hold on. You didn't see no physical man. That went back to the dust. Everything went back to the dust, the bones and everything. You might saw his spirit. So the immoral, the man that it takes God to deal with. In the book of Revelation, talking about, amen, death and hell going to be thrown into the lake of fire. The part that God's deal with is the spirit. He's the spirit man. And when that spirit man can be controlled, that spirit man begin to grow, that spirit man begin to get information from God, reading the Bible and memorizing the Bible, amen, it began to be entered in by some ministers, some pastors, some elders that what preaches the word of God. Now, here we are. What is spiritual feeding? Spiritual feeding. And we have to get, we fine and tune it, because it can be some errors around, and there are many think that, amen, we can pick up any book at times and read anything, and you'll find, just like going to a grocery store, going to, amen, a big restaurant to eat. When you go to a restaurant, you go to a place to eat, amen, you go in there and you all have all kind of different foods in there. You walk around, you get a little, you think you have a taste for this, that, and the other. Amen. And when you finish eating, amen, you feel you fresh. You get a glass of water and your favorite drink. And you say, okay, now I'm okay now. I'm okay now. I feel pretty good. Amen. But the inner man has not been eating anything unless it's been read or been fed the word of God, because the word of God is spiritual. The word of God deal with the spirit. Amen. So if you have not been having or listening to the word of God, or reading the word of God, have some type of form through reading, through praying, amen, through memorization, amen, that spirit man is going to be troubled. It'd be hard to please anything or please anyone when your spirit is troubled. All right, we're going to go to the form lines, and we're approaching this from, it can go so many different ways, but we want to take a look at, amen, the spiritual part of man and how the man can get spiritual food. Because if a person doesn't know, amen, about spiritual food, and how to get spiritual food, they'll feel that, well, this is not for me. I know I've been getting this spiritual food. Amen. But it might be another angle to this. Amen. That some of you, amen, that's listening, are going to be listening later on, call a friend and tell a friend that, you know, Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. And his brain really is talking about preaching and teaching. Amen. Really talking about preaching and teaching, because we open up, amen, the 20th chapter, and the 21st chapter of John, where Peter and them, they was out there fishing, and they caught this great harvest of fish, and Jesus was out there, and they had a fireside chat, and they began to talk and roast fish, and Jesus began to talk to Peter. All right, you can go to your phones. You can dial 1-855-236-2252, or you can dial 1-347-215-8816. And when you push 1 on your phone, amen, our technician will put you in, amen, and we can discuss what you think the subject is about. Or you might have some parallel along with that. Amen, amen. As always, we thank God for our audience. We would never call your name. We would give your area code and your last 4 digits. And if you wanted to give your name, your first name, is you can as well. Amen. And but you can call a friend and tell a friend that, you know, Darkness Truth is on the air, and this is a live program, and we're discussing, amen, material and things that you can grow and you can share with others. Amen. Maybe you run into a subject, a vision or dream that you like to share. Amen. But we're not pointing no fingers at anyone. As always, we always seek to get the desired milk of the word that we can grow thereby. Amen. Spiritual feeding. Peter was talking, and in the Gospel according to John, the last chapter, the last 2 verses, always look at it. And the Bible was saying that John was saying that there are many things that Jesus did. He was talking about the miracles that Jesus did. There was many things that Jesus did. Amen. If books was written, the world, he figured the world could not hold all the things that Jesus did. There are many things Jesus did. Amen. But the book of John, the Gospel according to John, we kind of focus on it because they have 6 miracles in there. And that book helps builds up your faith. Amen. Because it talks about belief. Amen. If you want to build your faith, amen, because of fact, amen, in order to be saved or come to Christ, you must believe, amen, in him. Then once you believe in him, then you have to receive him. Amen. The Bible says that in the book of James that, amen, the devil believes there's a God and he trembles. Amen. But he can't receive him. He'd been evicted from heaven. He was kicked out. Amen. His home down here. Amen. All the other fallen angels, they down here making habit of the world if they can get to everyone and destroy. Amen. But the word of God will stand. The word of God will stand. Amen. The word of God will stand. You can press 1 on your phone, or you can dial in. Those that just come in, you can dial in and, amen, or call a friend, tell them to dial 1-855-236-2252. Or some say they will dial in and maybe they forgot, because I know many times that we're on the air, and some always put their phone on speaker, they can listen, amen, or they go to the program afterwards and they catch it. They can go to www.jciministries.org. Amen. www.jciministries.org. Amen. And you can go to the broadcast and many other broadcasts there. Amen. You can use later on and have a study if you like to go through them from time to time and pick which one you feel can be a help to you. Or you can share with others. Amen. We try to stay to the Bible as much as possible, but at the same time, we know that some people have some things they experience through Christ, the experience of living, amen, and that's what Doctrine of Truth is all about. We're looking to get the grassroots, amen, workable definition of a subject, amen, that you can use it, that is workable, amen, that you can take it with you, amen, take it, unravel it, and sit down and listen to it again, or you can walk away, amen, and do it another day. We have to remember that, amen, every day is a different day. Every day is a different day, amen. There's not a day of the same. You might plan it, amen, but it might be something different. Be something different in that thing because there are many other people live here just, you know, other than you. Amen. You can get on the highway, wherever you're driving or flying or traveling. Amen. There are other people there. And what people hear, what you hear and read on the Word of God does feed your mind. It does feed your mind. Paul told Timothy, amen, that God has not given us the spirit of fear. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. He said, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a love, power, and a sound mind. So, amen. When people, you have to be careful of what you read and what you see in your eyes, because what you see, amen, and you begin to realize what you see and understand what you see, amen, it'll go straight to your spirit. Your spirit, man, begin to react on it. So, according to James, the first chapter, amen, out of your mouth can come positive or negative words, but they still feed that inner man. It feeds that inner man. Amen. So it's possible, it's very possible, if you really don't get the truth, you can be following the wrong spirit. The wrong spirit. In these last days, we have many false teachers. In these last days, we have many, amen, things against Christ, people against Christ. Amen. And so they don't want you to get the truth, because the truth, the Bible says, will set you free. The truth will set you free. Amen. The truth will let you know where you're going and how to get there. Amen. You, if not, you're really working at it the hard way. You're working at it very, you'll find it. Possibly you'll find it, but look at the time you lost and the energy you lost. Amen. So you don't want to do that. Amen. For those that are just coming into Christ, amen, thank God for your listening. Amen. We're hoping that this broadcast can be edification to you as always. Amen. We try to edify, to encourage you and build you up, because teaching is the first part of any program. We have all our young people. If you even go to another study, you start teaching. You've been taught a subject. Amen. Once you start graduating, and then you got to practice what you teach. Amen. What's been taught to you, you got to learn. You practice it and practice it. Amen. So learning that your inner man does need the Word of God. It does need the Word of God. It needs a good translation. Amen. If it speak of all the time, I'd get the best translation you know. Amen. There are some translations out there, but you want to make sure you got the first manuscript of the translation. We always support the King James Bible. Amen. In the study Bible, the King James Study Bible, the Amplified Bible, the American Standard. Amen. And the New International Bible. Amen. Because we want to base them all off the King James. Amen. There are some small clarifications, but they all mean the same. You can get more clarification, but it's still the same. It's still the same, the Word of God. It doesn't deviate and lead you far off. Amen. It keeps you on track. Amen. So it helps build. It builds the inner man. Amen. It builds. It builds your life. Amen. All right. You can press 1 on your phone, and our technician will put you in. We don't want to get too far out here and invite you in. You always, audience, we're always glad to have you. Amen. You. Amen. Always glad to have you to come in and share. And I appreciate you listening. Amen. Hoping and praying that these spiritual lessons, amen. Why we call them spiritual lessons? Because it's dealing with the Word of God. It's dealing with the Word of God. And the Word of God always comes to build you up. The Word of God is always strengthening you. You might not think so. Amen. You might not think so listening to the Bible or listening to, amen, a radio broadcast. You put on a tape and you don't say anything, but you forgot the conscience. Your conscience is picking up things. Your conscience remembers. Amen. Sometimes your mind remembers things. Amen. It remembers. And that's the inner man. That's the spiritual man. Amen. Especially with the Word of God. The Word of God. And that will keep you balanced. That will keep you balanced in life. Amen. To realize, like Psalm 1 speaks of, amen, David talking about the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Amen. Those are spiritual words, and it helps you focus. And as time goes on and talks about the seasons, bring forth his fruit in his season, begin to talk about the changes in life. The changes in life. Amen. The way the seasons are, God's programs and God's recycling and God's life cycle with the animals, and he recycling the fruit trees and the leaves and recycling the earth. They die out and they grow again to bring forth fruit. Amen. All different seasons of the world changing. Amen. God loved changing. He doesn't waste anything. He recycles and join again. Amen. And that should let you know there. Everything that happened, amen, Ecclesiastes says nothing new under the sun. So things that happen today might not happen next week. Amen. So you hear in the statements of people say, well, you know, I'm going to do it now because you never know in life and things going to cut off. Amen. You can't go by that. You can't go by what they're saying. Amen. The Word of God let you know that sometimes you will have some changes in life. But Jesus said, I'm with you. Amen. Sometimes you get sick, but Jesus said, I'm with you. Amen. Sometimes you're happy. Ecclesiastes, amen, talking about, amen, there are all kind of seasons and all kind of changing. Amen. Sometimes you're happy. Sometimes you're sad. Amen. Sometimes the lifetime to tear down, time to build up. Amen. All those are changing, but that's life. That's life. And the church knows about all these things. It's an institution. Amen. Untouched. If man had set it up, but God set it up. God set it up. I heard a story. Amen. It's a good biblical of some biblical base to it, and you can, amen, we can realize it, that when Jesus went back to heaven, all the angels were rejoicing, and they say, oh, yeah, well, Jesus, thank God, you know, good to see you, and he sat down on the right-hand side of the Father, and they would say, well, Jesus, when are you going back to the church? Well, we like to know, and he was gone for about 30-some years, and Jesus said, I'm not going back. I'm not going back. Everybody turned it. Angels turned and looked. You're not going back? You're not going back and look at the church? No, I'm not going back. He said, well, who's taking care of the church? He said, well, I left it in man's hands. I left it with my disciples. I trained them, and I left it with them. And you can see why Jesus was talking so strongly to Peter here, amen, about the ocean, about feed my lamb and feed my sheep. And if you love me so well, feed this and feed that. And in other words, he was talking about teaching and preaching and taking care of the disciples, amen, the people that are coming up under him. And I said, well, Lord, if you're not going back to, and man, you know, man got a lot of errors. Man got, you know, they got issues and errors, and they be attacked by the enemy all the time, and Lucifer and his boys. And he said, well, I don't have no plan B. I don't have no plan B. I left it all in their hands. And when we go back, we're going back to war and you know, bring a new heaven, new earth. But right now, the church is in man's hands. The church is in man's hands. Well, I can't give you no biblical scriptures to follow that up, but I, you know, we can realize and look so when he told Peter, amen, he told Peter, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That's what he told Peter. Amen. So, you see, it's very important, amen, that you find the right people, be around the right people, amen, that's following and being instructed, left instructions, and they have taken up the dedication, and they love God so that they are following his instructions and teaching and preaching God's word. All right, you can press 1 on your phone here. We're going to slow down a little bit here because we're getting close to the time. And as always, always happen to have you and you. You can just press 1 on your phone. Amen. We're coming into, amen, the times of close to half of the program is about gone. And if anybody would like to share, amen, a comment on the lesson, on the subject, amen, or on the church, amen, you can at this time, amen. It is a little deep subject in a way, because it encompasses a lot of things, but it comes down to, are you getting the proper information, amen, from the proper people? All right, you can dial 1-855-236-2252. All right, we have a caller. Amen. Area code 305. Last four digits 4271. God bless you, Dr. Yonair.
Good evening.
God bless you.
Bishop, how things are going tonight?
Oh, well, we can't complain. As always, God is still good.
Well, he is good. I listened to the broadcast, and you put some interesting points out there, and one or two things kind of jumped out at me. The first thing is I hear that, you know, before a man can go to work, he got to first get the job.
All right.
You know, in the scripture that you use where Jesus was saying, Peter there, you feed my sheep, feed my lamb, seemed like it was more than just I'm hiring you. It's like Jesus was, you know, it seemed like there was a search. And he talked to Peter. There was a search going on in Peter. You see,
okay.
Peter would get the idea as to why you keep saying this. Why are you saying this? You know I love you, and so that was kind of like an examination to me. And that's the thing I'm looking at concerning spiritual feeding. See that what the word does it. It comes to examine you, you know, as you read, as you this is why you got to get an understanding, because it examines you. It has to set you up for the job. You see, this mm-hmm, is what mm-hmm. conversion is all about. You being fed, and you're digesting what the Lord is saying to you through His Word. That makes sense, don't mm-hmm. it? So, mm-hmm. so as the Lord feeds us, I understand better now why Jesus said, "Now, if you follow me, you see, He said, I'll make you." And He mm-hmm. concerning the idea of men fishing, you know, it was fishermen. So He said, "You follow me, I'll make you fishers of men." In other words, mm-hmm. the power of God is going to change you. You see what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. this is what we all are giving in to. This is what we are submitting ourselves to. Now, Paul picked it up, and he was saying that, now submit yourself one to the other. And this is where God has ordained men. You see, men have gone through that teaching, that conversion. They have been trusted with the Word of God. And this is mm-hmm. where the anointing comes on, you see, that others would receive the teaching. And as they are mm-hmm. taught, see, the Spirit of God is working as men are teaching us. So this is the thing about feeding. It ain't like coming to the table getting a bunch of food. See, this, mm-hmm. this, you at the table all day long. See, and God, mm-hmm. God wants to build everybody up, that He would come into as though He, His character would be just like His Son Jesus. So that's what we all about in going through and folding. Thank God for men that would stand up and tell you the truth. And one more point I want to make, you must be filled with the Spirit. You got mm-hmm. to have a leader to lead you even in your conversation. You see what I'm saying? Because I know a man that was very educated, very smart man, physics, chemistry, you see, and all mm-hmm. of the biological sciences and all this stuff. Brilliant man. But he said, I heard him say, he says, much of that, he said, to obtain from God, he said, I had to forget much of that, you see, that I would, mm-hmm. that I could what? Operate in Jesus would bless him and would walk with him. You see what I'm saying? You have to, it's like a reduction, but it's like being in prison, but you're yet free. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's what the Spirit is feeding about, that it will change us. And that being born again is a continuous process, you see. Mm-hmm. It's God, mm-hmm. it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. So I'm enjoying what you're saying there, because it's very much needed, because so much is going on without the Spirit of God. It can't work to the church, you see. Mm-hmm. You have mm-hmm. to be, and when you're talking about born again, you got to be born of the Spirit, you see. Mm-hmm. You got to mm-hmm. be washed in the blood. You got to, man, listen, all my thinking, I said, my God, you need to help me. Because sometimes mm-hmm. I watch TV and I hear the Spirit saying, "Now that watch that TV, it's neutralizing your living." You see what I'm saying? And the Bible teaches us that we hunger and thirst after righteousness. You share mm-hmm. me feel, and therefore this is where it promotes the spiritual growth. So I'm enjoying, Bishop, what you're saying, because this ain't no game. It may seem like a game, but but God sent His Spirit that we would accomplish. We would be successful. We will grow. Amen. We will continue to walk. Those circumstances and issues and doctrines of devils and all this kind of stuff and bad translations. God save us that we will what, be successful. Oh, he coming for us. Thank you, Bishop.
All right. As always, good to have you. Amen. You open doors and amen. You're hitting on all cylinders. Amen. And we appreciate it as always, Holy Spirit. And Jesus said, where two or three come together in his name, that he be in the midst. Amen. And we don't see him, but we feel him. Amen. We feel him. And that's a spirit. Amen. It's the spirit of God. You can feel people think that, well, I ain't in church and I got to go to church, the spirit of God. No, you don't. You can just start thinking on him. Amen. Get your pulse and get you a hymn and a song, a spiritual song. Amen. That spirit, man, be like John the Baptist. Amen. Elizabeth, when they met, Elizabeth and Mary met, amen, John the Baptist in her womb. So, amen, when you start being around people,
yeah,
they have the same spirit. Amen.
Yeah.
They would begin to talk back and forth from each other. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Bishop, that right there is one of the most powerful points that God left for us. He said, any two would come together, touch it, and agreeing. You see what I'm saying? It invites him, you see? And everybody knows when God shows up, you know, things got to get right. I don't care how bad it is. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's where the enemy comes to stop in the sense of defeated. You see? If God comes up, he going to feed you. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
I never saw it that night, but when he shows up, he going to feed. Amen.
Oh,
because he's our Father, right? So that's where the enemy lot between brothers and sisters. He fights a lot, it's so much. We just, I learned to just leave stuff alone. Sometimes it's distasteful. I just say, well, you know, let's talk about that later and change the subject, because the breakdown is where you're gonna really get beat down, because the enemy is very effective when there's a disagreement, a non-agreement between the saints. That's what I'm looking at, Bishop.
All right. Thank you. Amen. As amen. When James said, out of the mouth, amen, out of the mouth, and come blessing and cursing, amen. So when we it boils down to, amen, if you got two or three, and this is spiritual warfare, the encouragement, and the saints of God need to know the enemy weapons. Amen. Paul said, you know, we know his tools. We know he come to bring argument. We know he come to bring discord. We know, amen, to bring discouragement, amen, and the challenge. And all, like in the Garden of Eden, every time Adam told Eve, here come the devil. He be pulling up with a note, passing the note. Eve, look at this. Eve, look at this. He didn't mean that, Eve, look at that. All the time. And Eve, amen, getting caught in a catch-22, amen, and say, well, listen, devil, hold on. Let me call my husband. Let him get in the meeting with me. Amen. Let me let you hear what he's talking about. Amen. He always want to feed discord. The enemy wants to feed discord, jealousy, strife, confusion. And once we pick up on that wavelength, amen, what the devil trying to do, amen, and learn how to turn the channels and learn how to turn it off and turn it on, and amen, and back away from it, amen, we'll be able to help others. We'll be able to help others. And this thing that God has given us, and God said, no, he told Peter, upon this rock I'm going to build my church. He left it in the hands of old man Peter. Like you say, he was sitting there at the water telling Peter, if you love me more than these, And he was talking about Peter's family, and he's talking about the brother in there. He said, you'll tell the truth, in other words. You'll tell them, Peter. And God was searching him out. God was searching him out. Very good. The caller was saying, amen. Now, I want to examine you, Peter. I'm going to put you to head. Amen. You have to tell the people, amen, of what's going on in this end time. Amen. In order to get rooted and grounded in these end time days, you got to have the word of God in you. You got to have sit down and memorize the word of God and let it soak within you and learn how to get some quiet time and read that Bible. Amen. And when you begin to read the Bible and meditate and just go from one page to another page, one chapter to another chapter, amen, and let your spirit man move you around, amen, you'll find that peace, Jesus said. Amen. Peace I give unto you, not as the world give it. No, you ain't going to find it through the world system. You can't find it through the world system. Amen. And so when these walls and rumors of walls, hurricanes and storms come up, your emotions and your taste buds and whatever, amen. I think we got another caller. Amen. It's coming up, I believe. Amen. It's not based on, amen, flesh and blood. Flesh and blood cannot enter the kingdom of God. Flesh and blood will not be able to go in. Amen. The kingdom of God is not made on flesh and blood. Amen. All right, we got another call. I think it's 305-4271. Amen. I think the other technician will put him in. Amen. I think we're still on. Amen. So, all right, doctor, you back on?
Yes,
sir.
One more added comment concerning spiritual feeding is that in a day like this, you know, you have teachers that they kind of bookish, and really they are repeating to you what
mm-hmm.
the scripture is saying, or perhaps
mm-hmm.
something similar to what the scripture is saying. And they themselves don't have understanding, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to mention the fact that the necessity for having the Holy Ghost, because he sets
mm-hmm.
a seal over your heart, see what I'm saying? And those
mm-hmm.
folks are telling you something that may seem to be the truth. See, the Holy Ghost
mm-hmm.
don't let it come in, see, because he's the watchman. And he won't
mm-hmm.
like to come in. So this is why we must always keep in tune with God. And if you count burning kind of low, ask God for a refill. You see what I'm saying? The oil start getting kind of thin, get a refill.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you won't be deceived, because God gonna see that. He don't want you fooled, you see what I'm saying? He don't want you misled. He know you work too hard to be throwing your money away for foolishness. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
this again, the necessity for good food, good feeding. Amen. Sometimes you have
Amen.
To listen to others that to get an idea yourself. So that's what
mm-hmm.
I'm looking at right there, Bishop.
All right. God bless you. Amen. We're getting ready to, amen, another 5 minutes here we're going to go into, but we can take some more calls. If you're listening, you can press 1 on your phone, amen, or you can go to the phone and dial 1-855-236-2252, amen, or 1-347-215-8816, amen, push 1 on your phone, amen. You can go along with the subject here. And now this is the part of the, amen, those that go around and listen to go 4 or 5 churches. Let's say now if you know what spiritual feeding is, amen, if a person go to 3 or 4 churches, a different churches, amen, a week or in a month, they have gotten 3 or 4 different messages and they constantly work with that. Amen. They be top heavy, in other words. Amen. Can they? What they're searching for? Somewhere we got to have the Holy Ghost. It's spoken of the Holy Ghost as a leader. He's a teacher. He's a guider. Amen. And people are looking for something and they can't find it. Amen. It's an error somewhere in the feeding, in the focusing. Amen. And it has to be understood that you have one shepherd. You can't have four or five shepherds. Amen. You can get indigestion. Amen. You get your stomach ache and you get headaches when you're eating too much. Amen. You got to be able to digest the Word of God. Amen. And then you have to act on the Word of God. James said, what is faith without works? Amen. We are all about saving souls, coming to Christ. Amen. Teaches others to come to Christ. Jesus duplicated himself. Amen. He taught all of us how to, amen, go out and talk to others. Amen. So now, this spiritual feeding, you can get too much moving around from different places. You go to the Catholics sometime, the Hindus sometime. You go to, amen, brothers of the other country sometime. You go all around and just listen. And when it comes down to problems in your life, problems in the families, and amen, where you gonna stand? Where you gonna stand? So there's a problem. There's too much feeding, getting the wrong feeding. We have to also have focusing on the wrong feeding can hurt you. Amen. It's spirit, but it's from the wrong doctrine, and wrong location, environment. Amen. The enemy is leading you and guiding you in wrong because it's a church. Yes, but you have to be careful. You got to be careful who's out there and in these times. All right, we're getting ready. We can take two or three more callers. Amen. Push one on the phone. Amen. Before we go into prayer. Amen. You can push one on the phone and we'll type you in. Amen. We're talking about actually boiling down. Amen. Concerning with, amen, what are you studying and what are you reading and what are you about? Amen. The more you dedicate yourself to, this is a lifetime career. I know I met a man. I know he was a known soothsayer, fortune teller. Amen. And the first part of my career starting out in evangelism, and he invited me over to minister on Easter Sunday. Amen. So I went there and preached and prayed. So I was glad to go in and take the gospel, amen, to a dying world. And a man approached me, I don't know, so many months after that, him and his wife came up to me and said, you know, we need to know something. We need to have some numbers and things. And I said, I don't do that. Yeah, but you was with them. You was there because we was there with the program. I said, yeah, but I was invited. I don't do that. And they really got upset because I was there at that time. Amen. People can label you and point you out and think you is of those areas. So it's best to go in the right places, associate with the right people. Amen. And because you can either help others by what you say and do or hurt others by what you say and do. All right? All right, we're getting ready to go into prayer. Amen. And we're getting ready to pray for those that are absent, pray for those that, you know, are going through in their life. Enemy been tricking them. You can be saved and sanctified and still make errors. You can. You know, look at the apostles and Peter. Amen. Instead of the 12 he had, Jesus know. Amen. Man, thank God for grace. Amen. Grace give us another chance. We have problems. We have situations. Thank God for repentance. Amen. Repentance helps us to get it right on this side of the graveyard. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for forgiveness. Amen. Ask God to forgive us. So the model prayer, I always pray the model prayer. I like the model prayer. because it carries a lot in there. It carries a lot. All right, we're going to open up the lines now for prayer. Amen. Those that would like to pray and pray for those that are lost, or, in Jesus' name, you can press one on the phone. We'll type you in. I see we have one already in. Area code 305-4271. We're having prayer. Amen. God bless you. You're on the line. God bless you. 305.
Dear God,
all right. God bless you.
Tonight. We are so grateful for this broadcast. We thank you for your love and your kindness. We thank you, God, for connecting with us, and we thank you for answering our prayer. We thank you for the ability, oh God, to come in your presence. And you said we come together, we touch and agree, you be in the midst. So we thank you for there, your protection, correction, and all that you have for us. Bless the listeners tonight. In the name of Jesus, remember Bishop Poole and his family, all those that are connected to ministry. You want your God, oh God, to pour out on them just a little bit longer and a little bit more. And we'll ever give your name the praise and the presence. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Do we have another? Amen. Let's push one on your phone. Amen. We thank God. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord. Amen. You said a mouth of two or three witnesses. Let your word be established. Amen. And we all agree, amen, of spiritual revival. Amen. In the spirit of all the callers, all the ones that are listed here. Amen. Lord, you see them. Amen. Their homes and their family. We rebuke Satan's hand. We rebuke the spirit of infirmity. We rebuke the spirit of sickness. We rebuke the spirit of dissatisfaction and disencouragement. Oh, God, the spirit of fear, we rebuked it, and we rebuked the spirit of doubt and confusion in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know that the word of God cuts down between the marrow and the bone and the discern of the thought and the intent of the heart. And, Lord, we thank you for sending your word. Oh, God, send your word, Lord, send your word of encouragement through your Holy Spirit. Lord, send strength through your Holy Spirit. Oh, God, send your joy through your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, those that believe, and Lord, help them to receive. In Jesus' name, in Christ we pray, amen, amen, amen. Those of you that believe in this, receive. Always say, Lord, I receive your salvation. I receive your power. Amen. Lord, I receive my deliverance. And he will. He promised he will, amen, because it's easy. His yoke is easy. He made that step, amen. We thank God for you making the step always, and meeting the program, amen. And you can go back now. You can go to www.jciministries.org on your radio, on your internet, amen. And you look for Doctrine of Truth, amen. You'll see. You can see right there, amen, of the broadcast and the internet, as well as our website, amen. Call a friend and tell a friend, amen, to go to the website. You can view it, any broadcast you desire after the program is off. And thank you for your support, amen, and your prayers, amen. We all need one another, amen. That's why Jesus said, amen, he's going back to his Father. When he come back to his from his Father, he's going to prepare a place for us. He's going to prepare a place for us. So have your mind that's in Christ. Amen. God wants you to enjoy things down here. Amen. But you can't take it with you. But we got better things up there. There are better things up there. Amen. We in Christ Jesus. God has never forsaken his people. He never turned his back on it. He never turned his back on his people. Wherever you are, what condition you're in, amen, you're a beginner, you're in the middle stages of life, you're the end of stages of life, you might be sick, but all sickness not unto death, amen, you might be hungry, you can get food, but remember, spiritual food, amen. Now live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. God bless you. Until next time, we love you. God bless you.